She is tiny, her frame bent, fingers crippled by arthritis, though she's barely in her 30s. Still, it's her brother who looks nervous when he tells Maud she's going to have to stay with their Aunt Ida.
I sold the house.
Our house?
Maud, Mom left it to me.
I'd look after it.
You can't look after yourself.
I'd get a job or something.
A job? A job doing what?
I don't know.
It's easy to see why her fellow Nova Scotians might underestimate Maud. She walks with a limp, talks tentatively, but she's far from helpless. When the town eccentric comes into the general store looking for a live-in maid, she spies an opportunity.
What can I do for you, Everett?
I'm looking for a woman.
A what?
Housemaid.
Not the kind of thing we sell.
Am I an idiot? Well, I need you to write it. Huh? You write
a sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for a housemaid. Must have her own what's the word I'm looking for?
Sense of humor?
No. Cleaning tools. Must have her own cleaning tools, I said.
The sign is barely up before Maud, played pluckily by Sally Hawkins, has grabbed it and started walking miles to Everett's place. He is a fish peddler, seriously antisocial, living in a wooden shack. Played by an almost unrecognizable Ethan Hawke, Everett is startled when Maud negotiates a tiny pittance of a salary and starts cleaning, cooking, and, though he bridles at this, adding color to things around the house using leftover house paint.
Told you could paint fairies on the wall, huh?
They're not fairies. They're birds.
Well, who told you could do that, huh?
Well, you did. What? You said, make place look all right. I think it looks all right.
No painting in this corner. No one paint on my boots, no paint on my gear. Rest is fine.
They're quite the pair, Maudie crabbed, Everett crabby. Still, there's something about them together that kind of works, partly because Hawkins and Hawke are remarkable, partly because the filmmakers let them make much of small things. The looks on their faces, say, when she starts popping bright, cheerfully painted cards in with his bills, and a New York visitor offers to pay more for her card than for his fish. The world doesn't give this woman much, but then not much is required to make her happy.
On the window, the whole of life already framed.
Maudie's life was so constricted, but her gaze so expansive, as is her movie. I'm Bob Mondello. Now, here's Susan Stamberg with a look at the real Maud's art.